Hi folks, it's November the 8th, which means it's day 8 of Audiomo. Well, this morning I was cycling past the house that I first grew up in, the house that was bought by my parents together, and the first house that I lived in. And the house always brings back a lot of memories for me. It's in a village just a mile outside of my own village where I live now. And the memories are of my father. They're the only memories I have of my father are in this house. I don't have memories of my father anywhere else, on holidays with him or anything like that, because my father passed away just before I was 6 years of age. And so every time I pass this house, I have a little nostalgia. And I also see some extension work that's been built onto the house, and the windows have changed and that sort of thing. And like I say, I have memories of my father. I have memories of him teaching me to ride a bicycle there and playing Lego with me and those sort of things. And so it has fond memories for me. Slightly nostalgic and slightly sad in some ways, but generally happy because it is a place where I know my father. Well, as I was passing the house, I saw a woman walking down the driveway. And out of impulse, I just stopped and asked her if she lived there. And she said that she did. And I said to her, well, I used to live here once, and this created a conversation. And she asked me when I lived there, and I said, oh, well, nearly 40 years ago now, and the last time I lived there. And she talked about, and she says, oh, there was somebody died here. I says, yes, I know. And she says, oh, do you know the story? And I says, probably, what story have you heard? And she said, I heard the story of a man who died in the bath. And I said, that's my father. Well, this created a little touching moment, really, because I didn't know that the story of the death of my father in the house had passed on through the various owners, but it had. And I think initially when the estate agents were selling the house, it was either mentioned or it was brought out. And subsequently, you know, one person who buys the house learns the story of another son. Well, for the first time, a new owner of the house, or at least had got to know the full story because I was telling her about it and how it happened and that sort of thing. And I found that her own husband had died while she was living in the house too. He hadn't died in the house, but whilst they lived there. And so we had this shared sort of tragedy, if you like, this shared emotion of associated with this house. Now, although the woman has remarried since and has moved on with her life, she still wants to sell the house. There's something about it that she says she wants to move on from, but she finds it difficult to let it go. And I said to her that one day my plan had always been to buy back that house because of the memories I have there and also because it's a nice house. Well, then we found other places that we'd lived and if we knew any connections, and we realised that we did. Her husband, as she told me about him, I realised I knew him in my youth. He was from the same village. We went to the same school. I didn't know him in later years because I'd moved on and moved out of the area and I'd come back. But that was an interest because I was able to share with her some stories of his youth, and she was able to share some stories with me of his later life. And then, we got talking about other places that we'd lived, and coincidence upon coincidence, because I told her about a house I'd lived in a street called Oak, and she said she lived too. And I said, well, I lived in one of the two police houses that were on the street. And she said, so did she. And she told me which number it was. And I lived in. And we couldn't believe it, that there we were, who had lived in two of the same houses in the village. And then, even more of a coincidence to add to this, I told her of another house I'd lived in another street called Regent Street. Now, although she hadn't lived in the same house, she'd lived just across the road from me, in the same street. And our stories had gone in reverse. I was brought up in this first house, the house that she now lived in. I then moved to a house in Oak Street, and then moved to Regent Street. And she had done the journey in reverse. She had lived in Regent Street, moved into the same house in Oak Street, and then moved into the same house that we were talking about now. Well, this, of course, you know, creates some excitement and some conversation. These sort of coincidences don't happen every day, and yet I'm sure that they do. I'm sure that there's more coincidences out there that are equally astounding, really. Because two people, two strangers, realised they'd lived in two of the same houses in the same village and across the street from each other in another street in the same village. I also knew her husband when he was a child. Her husband had passed away whilst living in a house that I'd lived in where my father had passed away. And all these things brought us together, really, for that brief moment. There was a few moments of sort of empathy and a sharing of history, a sharing of tragedy, and also a looking forward to the future, talking about our professions and that sort of thing. And we were talking for a good half an hour, 40 minutes. Well, the upshot of all this, if there is an upshot, as it were, was that she'd invited me back to have supper with her and a new husband, because she thought he would be interested in the stories and she couldn't wait to tell him that she'd met the guy whose father had died in the house. And so a new connection's made. And I'm glad I stopped this morning just to say hello to a woman walking down the driveway of a house I used to live in. Because even if those coincidences hadn't happened, I just wanted to make a connection with the new person of the house. But those connections made it something special. Those memories, those shared tragedies, those shared locations had made it into a special kind of conversation. Well, thanks for listening, and maybe you've had coincidences yourself. And if you have, share them with us. Why not? And as always, if applicable, God bless.